Good morning. Our Torah reading today is entitled Vitzot HaBaracha, which means, and this is the blessing. This parasha covers Deuteronomy 33 through 34 and is the last reading of the yearly Torah reading cycle. Now, Moses has successfully led the Jewish people, a stubborn and indignant people, for roughly 40 years across the wilderness to the border of the Promised Land. They wandered for those 40 years to allow that generation who did not have faith that God would deliver the land to them to die in the wilderness. I'll be discussing the potential of, and the consequences for following God on our terms through the example of Moses and our people. In Deuteronomy 33, we read the blessings to the tribes of Israel. If you read these blessings, you will see that they are different from the blessings that Jacob had pronounced over his children roughly 400 years prior. Now, one difference in particular is that they include no cursing. But we will not be examining these in particular this morning, but in detail we will be focusing on chapter 34 of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 34 begins with Moses climbing to the top of Mount Nebo. Roughly just east of the northernmost point of the Dead Sea, roughly 6 miles, from this vantage, Moses could see as far north as now southern Lebanon, east or north of the Sea of Galilee, now Zoar and Negev, south of the Dead Sea, and all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. Now, God did this to show Moses what he had, or what the people had inherited, and what he had forfeited when he struck the rock in the wilderness of Zin, instead of speaking to it as God had commanded him. Now, after Moses had seen all this, he died. And God himself buried Moses in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Moab. Now, the Torah records that Moses was a man that was still in his prime. Yes, he was 120 years old. But to God, age is merely a number. And Moses could have led the people all the way into land to receive their inheritance, but God took Moses due to his sin. And the Lord himself buried Moses, which speaks to the closeness of their relationship. Now, in Scripture, there are only a few people who God had directly been connected with their death. But Moses, or not their death, but their lives, their end of their life, but Moses, among them, was the only one recorded to have been buried by God. The entire nation grieved there for 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. No one knows exactly where Moses was buried. Now, I believe God did this to not allow us to have the ability to memorialize or worship his burial site. Human beings are very quick to forget and to create idols, just as our people had to use the bronze serpent, which God commanded to be created. Now, we took that reminder of a time we went astray and then used it in an adulterous way. 2 Kings 18 records that good King Hezekiah was required to break that bronze serpent into pieces. After the death of Moses, Joshua assumes the role of leadership to guide the Jewish people into the land to inherit it. Now, Joshua had been filled with the Spirit after Moses had laid his hands on him. Verse 9 records that the people followed Joshua as Moses had commanded them. Now, I find this interesting as the people had a lot of trouble following Moses as God had commanded him. Now, the people accepted the transition, which could have ended in rebellion. The last three verses tell us that no person has since risen in Israel like Moses, a prophet, priest, and ruler, whom the Lord knew face to face. However, Moses was a physical leader as well as a prophet. He was responsible for the needs of the entire nation. In a sense, a king. Today we know one who is like Moses, a prophet, priest, and ruler, Messiah, Yeshua. However, there are notable differences. Messiah, Yeshua, did not rise up to be a prophet, but instead lowered himself, setting aside much of his glory and power. Moses was not just a simple leader, however. He held together all the tribes of Israel in their disobedience and even knew God face to face. Scripture tells us, though, that we cannot see the face of God and live. So this is then not meant literally, but that God and Moses had a deep, intimate relationship. In Exodus 33:11 through 14, Moses expresses a deep desire to know God as God knows him. The Bible has many examples of people having deep relationships with God, but this relationship is unique in the fact that they knew each other face to face. The verses go on to tell that Moses performed many signs and wonders in the sight of Israel and Egypt, and that God had sent him to perform those, and that no one has since done those mighty deeds. But Messiah Yeshua is the one and only King of Israel, the physical manifestation of God who performed signs and wonders, who even conquered death. Another example of deep relationships with God include Abraham and David. God calls Abraham his friend in Isaiah 41:8. And we can see a glimpse of their relationship in Genesis 18:1-15. Now, God visited Abraham near the great trees of Mamre. And God tells Abraham and Sarah that they will conceive. In 1 Samuel 1:13 through verse 22, King David is said to have the heart after God's own. And we can see a glimpse of this and why in 1 Samuel 17:45 through 47. David, a teenager, expresses that God will hand Goliath over into his hands, and that the world will know that there is a God in Israel, and that it is not by the sword or the spear that the Lord saves. Now, as we come to the end of the Torah, these final verses are meant as a triumphant ending to the life of Moses. This ending should not be seen as a sad ending, but understood as a reference of Moses through God. But when you read a book about a mighty hero and his death, the story typically ends with a statement about how great that hero was. The Torah praises the hero Moses, but the Torah lifts up the Lord who sent him. Moses, and that the Lord was the source of his mighty deeds. Now, and the Torah also records that, all this without glorifying any of his faults or omitting any of them. God is credited with the greatness that is due him, that Moses performed those in the sight of Egypt and Israel. Now, as I give this last reading and we bring the Torah cycle to a close and go back to Genesis, I see that I am human just like my fellow Jewish people. I too fail. Yet the Lord is good. He is continually keeping his promises and forgiving our sins for those who seek forgiveness. I am happy that I have an intercessor who was even greater than Moses, Yeshua HaMashiach, who shed his blood for all mankind's sins, who intercedes for our very souls. Moses stood before God at a specific moment in time for us physically and at a specific moment in time. But Yeshua, his intercession covers all people for all time and for all those who accept his sacrifice. And this brings me to my final point. Are you living your life your way or God's way? Have you opted to do your will even though you've heard God's call? Has God given you a direction but you said, I'll do it my way? Are you willing to live a life called of God like Moses? Yes, it may not be easy. Confronting people in authority and being God's instrument to show his glory. But God said if we do his will and follow his call, he will go before us and even speak for us. God has called each of us to some purpose, and it is easy to be afraid. Moses, too, was afraid, so you're in good company. I would encourage you to live your life fully trusting in God and give in his guidance and direction. If you don't allow God to fully have control over your life, you, too, like Moses, could lose out on potential blessing. In Deuteronomy 33:8-11, Moses blesses the Levites, stating that they have set aside all their family and friends for God. Yeshua also tells us that if anyone wishes to follow him, they must put all others second, including family and friends. May we put God first always in our lives. Thank you.